Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and joining me today is writer and rock and roll cartoonist John Holmstrom. As one of the founders of Punk Magazine in the mid-70s, he helped define the nascent New York punk scene, celebrating the likes of the Ramones, the Dictators, Blondie, Patti Smith, and others through interviews, profiles, and most uniquely, comic book-style adventures featuring some of the key figures from that music scene. Today, he joins us in the studio to share some of the music that has shaped his life as our guest DJ. John?
I'm happy to be here.
What's the first track you got for us?
Let's go with Alice Cooper, You Drive Me Nervous. I was kind of drifting as far as my music tastes went around 1972, and I heard this song, which was promoting an appearance by the band in New Haven, Connecticut, and went there expecting to heckle the band. But I liked this one song, and then they opened with it. And I got so drawn into the show and the music, I became the biggest Alice Cooper fanatic anybody ever wanted to avoid. Because all I could talk about was Alice Cooper for the next 2 years.
What was it about Alice Cooper that initially made you want to heckle them, or imagine you wanted to heckle them?
Well, the original press about them was that they were a terrible band, could not play their instruments, just were a gimmick band that dressed in drag. And instead, when I went to see them, they were like the exact opposite of all of that. And the show they put on kind of had a story and a theme. It had ideas. And I'd never seen any music act do this before.
That was You Drive Me Nervous from Alice Cooper from their 1971 album Killer. What's the next track you got for us?
The Dictators, Back to Africa. They were funny. You know, the bands too often, I would say, take themselves too seriously. But one thread that I've seen the punk rock has is a sense of humor, as well as kind of song parodies. And this is a song that's about a white guy who's in love with a black girl and wishes he could be African, you know? Which is the opposite of being politically incorrect, you know? And all of their music had that double edge to it.
What were you doing at the time that you had discovered bands like the Dictators?
I was working as Will Eisner's assistant, as his apprentice. And of course, Will Eisner is considered the greatest comic strip artist of all time.
What is sort of the connection between music and comics? I guess specifically with kind of the punk scene in New York, there seemed to be a synergy of some sort.
I always saw a connection between comic books and rock and roll. Because in the early 50s, you had rock and roll music, which was horrifying parents all over the country. And at the same time, you had the EC horror comic books, which were put out of business by a witch hunt claiming that they caused juvenile delinquency. There were Senate hearings about comic books. So rock and roll and comics had the same kind of menacing, rebellious attitude that's so important in all rock and roll. Then in the 60s, the late 60s, you had psychedelic music and you had underground comic books. And they both shared common cultural themes. So I had this in mind when I wanted to start punk.
Well, here's the Dictators, a band that has sort of a cartoonish look to them, with Back to Africa. That was The Dictators with Back to Africa from their Go Girl Crazy album of 1975. What's the next track you got for us?
Sheena Is a Punk Rocker by the Ramones.
And what is your connection to the Ramones?
Well, we wrote about them in the first issue of Punk. And, you know, this song, Sheena Is a Punk Rocker, it was the first time I heard anybody reference punk in a song.
Right.
I was very good friends with Joey, and he was a huge fan of Punk magazine. He was like a contributing editor. Mm-hmm. He thought of us doing a Punk of the Month and so many other things. So,
do you feel like the Ramones kind of got their fair due in their day?
No. No. I think about this all the time. You know, the Beatles came along, and all the kids loved them, but the parents hated them, right? They were at the end of Western civilization. So then punk rock comes along just about 10 years later, and this time the kids hate the new music and the parents. I mean, people were throwing rocks. They hated punk. It never took off. And now, 40 years later, everybody's like, yeah, punk is cool. It's like sometimes being 20 years ahead of your time is not the best career move.
Well, it's a legendary cut. Here it is. Sheena Is a Punk Rocker from the Ramones. That was the Ramones with Sheena Is a Punk Rocker. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Sylvain Sylvain. The first time I heard about CBGBs is when I went to see the New York Dolls at a place called the Little Hippodrome. And this was one of the songs they did.
As New York Dolls? Sylvain Sylvain is the rhythm guitarist, I guess you could say, for the New York Dolls.
They were the New York Dolls. This is when they were doing the Red Patent Leather show.
Ah.
And after I saw the Dolls, which I enjoyed, this girl picked me up and took me to the after party.
Okay.
And on the way over, she was telling me about this club, CBGB's. And, you know, there was this dog that pooped all over the floor, and there were all these great bands. This was, I think, April 1975. And that's how I got into punk rock in the CBGB scene. But the song describes the kind of magazine I wanted to put out.
Here's Sylvain Sylvain with Teenage News. Music from Sylvain Sylvain from his first solo album, Teenage News, as selected by our guest, John Holmstrom. What's the last track you got for us?
The Bullies, Against All Authority.
And this is actually something a little more contemporary.
Yeah, The Bullies, this guy, Wayne Rinelli, wrote to me. I was working at High Times, and he wrote me a personal letter and said, John, I really think you got to go see this band, The Bullies. I know you'd love them. Because they're just like the Ramones, the New York Dolls, and all the punk bands you love. And I went to see them, and he was 1,000% right.
Hmm.
And I got excited. I felt like there was a real punk scene reemerging in New York after all those years. And I decided to try to revive Punk magazine. And I had an office down by the World Trade Center, and we were going to have a business meeting to start raising the money on 9/11.
Mm.
And the leader of the band, The Bullies, worked as a firefighter. And he died on that day.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember I went to the funeral, and I walked in, and it was packed. It was one-third firefighters, one-third punk rockers and one-third family and friends.
Right.
It was a pretty amazing experience. And I walk in the door, and there's Rudolph Giuliani, New York's mayor, who had just given a eulogy to Johnny. So I think they're a great story, and I think, as you can tell from this band, they were a great band.
Well, let's hear it ourselves. It's the Bullies with Against All Authority.
I'm against all authority. I'm against all authority. I'm against all authority. In the church, there are a bunch of crooks, and you can keep your useless self-help.
That was the Bullies with Against All Authority, as selected by our guest, John Holmstrom. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Super.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.